We are in Siman Ayin Tes. We're up to Sif Dalet, and we'll be doing from Dalet through Ches. Now, up until now, we've been dealing with the halacha of Hayoma Machanecha Kadosh, that if there is Tzoa in the same Rishus that one is davening in within his four Amis, then he is not Yotze. He's not allowed to daven, and would have to daven over again if he finds that it's there. So now the Shulchan Aruch is going to give us the definition of Tzoa that is Aser. We already saw that Tzoa's Odom is Aser. That is because the parsha of Ayat Machanecha Kadosh is referring to a human who is using the battlefield to relieve himself. How about animals? Says the Machaber, Siv Dalid, Tzoas Kelev V'Chazir. In the case of a dog or a chazir, their tzoa is not considered tzoa d'oraisa unless they became especially offensive. And how is that? Im nasan behem oros. If you put hide in them for the sake of tanning it, so they used to use tzoa for the sake of tanning the hide. So today they generally use commercial enzymes. So halacha is marchikin mehem kamo b'tzoa sada. So if you've put the hide in them, so there it gets the halacha of tzoa. Whereas v'imlav ein dinam. Vimlav dinam kadin soa sharbei machayev ov shein sorach larchik mehem imein them reyach ra. Whereas if they do not have the hides in them, so you do not have to separate from them the way you do from human, unless they have a reyach ra. Vimyesh bem reyach ra dinam kadin soa sodom. If they have reyach ra, has a din of soa sodom. So the Nosa Kalim explained that the Mechaber doesn't mean that in the case of soa's kelav achazir it may have reyach. What it means is that Kelav HaChazir, Chazal, or Koveya do not have a foul odor. And therefore, they're not considered Tzoa. However, in the case of another animal, if it would smell, there the halacha would be that we would give it a din of Tzoa Sodom. But a Kelav HaChazir do not have a din of Tzoa Sodom, unless you put Oros in them. Now, a person does not have to go and check the Tzoa of an animal to see if it has a Reyach Ra, because it generally doesn't. We'll see the exceptions. As far as the definition of Reyach Ra, it means the kind of smell that most people would distance themselves from because they find it uncomfortable. Says the Chayyadam, how about materials that have a natural smell that is not coming from decomposing? Say you're talking about some petroleum or petroleum extract that is not decomposing, but it has a very strong odor. That would not be considered soa. Meaning the halacha of tzoa is something that smells the way it does because it's decomposing. Tzoa means the food that's decomposing. In terms of anything else, garbage that decomposes and has a foul odor, that would have a din of tzoa. But something that naturally smells off would not be considered tzoa, and one could actually daven near it. Now a few other halachas. What happens if there was a reyach to begin with? And now it doesn't have it anymore. For example, you're talking about some animal, not a kelev, not a chazir, an animal, where its excrement smelled at first, and now it doesn't smell anymore. Does it still have a shein tzoa? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham is mekel, and others are mistapek. It's a suffik if they have a din tzoa or not. With regard to Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says to lein Shema over again. With regard to davening, he says that you should not daven over again if someone ended up saying Shema within Dalet Amos there. Sifhei, Tzoas Chamor Harako La'acher Shebo Me'aderech. The Tzoa of a donkey, if it's soft after the donkey came from a journey. V'Tzoas Chasul, as well as the Tzoa of a cat. Unamiya, that is a marten. Udvela masrachas, as well as the carcass of an animal that is decomposing, if they smell, I mean, all of these things Chazal are saying do smell, meaning that of a chamor, that of a chasul unamiya, that they have an especially foul odor. Dinam ketzoas adam. Vaholuch bederech afal bisha roa tzoas behema kenegdo. Im ena reach bolo ena choshish. Lemiot litlosa vishol chamor. If there's tzoa outside, you do not have to suspect that it's tzoa's chamor. Uvesamach li'ir, whereas if it's near the city, yesh omrim sheyesh lachush lefir sharo behemes hamatsu yasham heim chamorim. Some say that although on journeys not but near the city, there are a lot of chamorim. Hagah b'mashgum d'shichi chamorim. So the Ramah adds to that, that's only in a place where there are donkeys to be found. Most Ashkenazim did not have donkeys walking around the streets. Therefore, l'mayisam b'zmanazeh, if you're in a place, a part of the world where there are not donkeys walking around, you never have to suspect that it is the tzoa of a donkey. Sivab, Yerushalmi oser likros keneged mei raglei chamor haba min haderech. The Yerushalmi asers the mei raglayim of a chamor haba min haderech because it has a foul odor. Ukeneged tzoas tarnegolim aduma. This would sound as if the tzoa is what's red. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say it means that the chickens themselves are red. He mentions an English ahon and says that that's something you should keep away from you because that may be the one that that they're talking about. Further, Siv Zayin, tzoas tarnegolim aholchim b'bayis tinik tzoas b'ema chayav ha'of, aval halul shelahem yesh bo sirochim v'dino tzoas adam. The chicken coop has a very strong odor, so that even though the chickens themselves, we would say, that they're tzoa, you don't have to stay away from, the lul, because it usually fills up with tzoa, that you would have to distance yourself from. Sifches, also likros keneged ashpa sherei chara. The ashpa that he's talking about doesn't mean a garbage can. The ashpa is where they collected the fertilizer. So you're dealing with the excrement of animals that's being collected for fertilizer. Even if you cleaned it out and there's no fertilizer left there, however, because there was so much of it, we say that it got absorbed and it smells. So there, you would not be allowed to say Shema if it's within your foramus or if you can see it as far away as you can see it from.